My guest in studio is Chris Cusack. Now, Chris is the general manager of NBN Local. He's in town this week to talk to particularly the business community about what NBN can offer and what the NBN is up to. The NBN, of course, has been around for a number of years. It's always a hot topic, and so it's great to have someone of Chris's stature here in the studio. Chris, first of all, welcome to the King Review.
Thanks, Gavin. Nice to be here.
Now, tell us, I was interested, I guess, first off, to know what type of coverage does the NBN have in Cairns? Because I think we get different stats and different numbers, and I certainly haven't heard an update for a while, but what's the coverage like, NBN in Cairns and Far North Queensland in general?
So across Far North Queensland, virtually everyone can get access to the NBN.
Okay.
So what we always recommend to people is go to the NBN website, put in your address into the address checker. It will tell you how you can connect to the NBN, what type of technology, and that helps inform you on the conversations to have with your retailer. And it also will tell you what retailers market that particular technology as well.
And I think that's an important distinction, because there is certainly, and you would be aware of this, confusion around, you know, who is responsible here? You know, what's the NBN's role? What's the role of a telco, like Telstra or Optus or whatever it is? And so you're saying, first step, NBN website, check that it's available at your address, and then you go and talk to your retail, your Telstras and Optus and any number of other providers.
Absolutely, and that's particularly important for people in rural northern Queensland. Those that are in our satellite footprint, not all of the retailers market our SkyMuster and SkyMuster Plus products. So to make sure you're informed and who your choices are for retailers, really important that you check that address, and then you could then arm yourself with the right information to have the conversation with the retailer.
And the importance then, so given that there is now, as you said, some great coverage of NBN, pretty much every address can access certain services depending on what those retailers offer, how important is connectivity? And I'm particularly referring now on this show, I've spoken a lot about the potential and the need for Cairns to attract people from outside the region, boost our population, promote our livability. You would have seen surveys over the years, but particularly during COVID, about what type of importance do people place on connectivity when they're considering relocating?
So we know from a survey that was conducted late last year that 75% of Australians who are considering relocating classify having high-speed broadband as a key decision point as to where they would like to relocate to. So it's very important. And that's even more so if we think about over the last 12 months, we know that virtually everyone in Australia has at some point had to work from home, run a business from home, or help support their children being homeschooled.
As much as a nightmare as that was,
exactly.
Can I just say, from personal experience.
Particularly those with younger children, really, my hat goes off to you, and more, even more so to the teachers who do that on a daily basis.
Who put up with it, exactly.
Exactly. So what that has also shown to the particularly people in capital cities is they've realised that they're no longer tied to an office block in the CBD of a capital city. They've realised that they can effectively do their role from anywhere, and now they're starting to think about, I would rather work from where I want to live than live where I need to work. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. So, you know, 50% of people in a capital city are looking and considering relocating to regional Australia. And that's a fantastic opportunity for regions such as Cairns. I mean, why would you want to would you want to waste an hour of your time driving to or from an office in a capital city, or would you rather enjoy the fantastic lifestyle and opportunities that a region like Cairns offers?
So that's a great message to our city leaders when they're considering marketing Cairns for livability, which absolutely needs to happen. I think, you know, tying in with the NBN, talking about incredible coverage, as you've just said, but also how important it is as a motivator for people to move. What about in the business space? NBN has announced a couple of initiatives most recently, particularly around trying to get some equity or some balance between regional areas and metro metro communities. Tell us how can business, and what are some of those offers now for businesses in places like Cairns?
So it's really important to highlight, and this is what we've been doing over the last couple of days, is to help highlight to business that the NBN is not just a residential network. We've got a fantastic network that supports consumers and small business, but we also have business-grade products as well. And what we were really excited about when we launched our corporate plan late last year was that we introduced something called a business fibre initiative. Now, what that means is where we've got high densities of businesses and we can make an economic case to do that, we've created what we call business fibre zones. Mm. Now, Cairns and Port Douglas are two of the 85 in regional Australia. What is a business fibre zone? It essentially means that NBN will build a dedicated fibre to your business. Mm. We won't charge the retailer when they raise the order to do that. And then their monthly rental will be the same monthly rental that you would pay if you were ordering a service in Queen Street in Brisbane CBD or George Street in Sydney CBD. Mm.
And traditionally they would be higher.
They would be higher. Mm. It would cost more. And we've heard stories of people that have had to pay several thousand dollars and more than that to build fibre. Mm. And then they're paying a lot more to rent the service on a monthly basis. What we've done with this initiative is really level the playing field. Mm. We're creating opportunities not just for businesses that are here today to be able to get access to the right type of connectivity to support their business. Mm. It's enabling new businesses to start up in the region, and also gives you a great opportunity to attract businesses to relocate to the region as well, because connectivity is a level playing field now. Mm. So not only we're creating opportunities for regional business, and we've obviously got a very sound network for people to actually, if they're a knowledge worker, for instance, to be able to relocate to the region as well. Mm. And even outside of these business fibre zones, what we've been able to do, we believe that 90% of Australian businesses there, NBN is able to build a fibre to those businesses. And provided they enter into a three-year contract with their service provider, which is not unusual for these high-speed services, we won't be charging the retailer to build that service. So great opportunity, not just in the business fibre zones, but also for business in general across Australia.
Now, you're part of NBN Local, and you've got some, I guess, much more local figureheads, if you like, on the ground. Ross Contarino, people might remember from various roles in Cairns, is the NBN's man on the ground here in the far north. What advice do you give for people? I think, the NBN, the difference between NBN and those retailers, it's obviously, like I said before, it has caused confusion. There's a lot of frustration, I think, where people, they might go to, say, Telstra or Optus, and Optus say, well, it's not our problem, it's an NBN problem, and they go to NBN, and then NBN says the reverse, and a little bit of buck passing, I think, from both sides. What advice do you have for people, I guess, who are experiencing those type of issues? And NBN, in fact, may get the wrong end of the stick here, where people blame the NBN when, in fact, it is a retailer issue. But I think there is that confusion and that frustration for people. What advice do you give in that type of situation?
So I think, firstly, NBN is a wholesaler. So we wholesale services to a retailer who then on-sell them to customers. And it's really important that the customer starts with the retailer, because the problem might be beyond the NBN network. It might be in the home. It could be with your modem. It could be with your Wi-Fi, etc. So it's really important that you start there. We are working collaboratively with the industry, the retailers, on how we can improve that customer experience and have better cohesion, if you like, between us and the retailers. It certainly is a focus for our teams that work closely with the retailers. What we're about in NBN Local is to educate people, to develop the digital capability of regional Australia. That's our purpose. So one of the things that Ross will be doing is working at the community level and also with stakeholders about how we can better educate people to also help themselves. So for instance, we know there's things that you can be doing in the home with your Wi-Fi. We can see reporting that shows where people have got poor Wi-Fi. That impacts the experience that they have on the NBN. So helping educate people about that and how they can actually improve that experience is one of the things that we can do to contribute to developing people's digital capability in the region and improving the experience that they're having on the internet.
The experience for people. And so how do they get that help? Do they, go to the NBN website? Where do you get that type of advice?
So the NBN website is absolutely critical, because that's where we're continually updating with that type of information.
So long as you have a good connection to the internet to get to the NBN website.
And you will when you're on the NBN. And so that is one place. But certainly what we'll be doing is Ross is not on his own. We were also in the process of recruiting community ambassadors in particular. And their role is day in, day out. They are at communities, at events, presenting to forums and groups to help educate them, whether it be how to connect to the NBN, or whether it be how to optimise your connection to the NBN, or whether it be how to stay safe from a cyber safety perspective when you're on the NBN, whether you're a senior or a family that's got children. So you'll be able to get information on the website, and you'll also see us out engaging at the community level. That is what NBN Local is about. We are putting people on the ground in regional Australia. It's not a community, it's their community. They're part of the community, and that's the big difference with the NBN Local model.
Well, it impacts all of us, of course, in this day and age, and as we've seen in the last 12 months, just how important and how reliable and how much we rely on high-speed connectivity. So I think it's great to see the NBN really getting on the front foot. And as you said, it's an education piece, but it's also some practical help for people. Chris Cusack from NBN Local, really appreciate your time today. Very informative. Thanks for being on The King Review.
Thank you, Gavin. Thank you for the opportunity.